3, 2, 1, now.
See, it's so satisfying on my end because the clap is perfectly aligned. Then on your end, it's like you clap, and then it's like tomorrow in the mail you get my clap. Tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow's Monday. There's mail on Monday.
Mail. There's mail on Monday.
No post on Sunday. I know that from Harry Potter.
I don't know why that's such an iconic line, but I say that shit all the time.
No post on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know why. This is just going to be, I don't want to make this like the show where we just talk about like things that are different in the UK and America, because that's like every bad comedy special. But like, or like every time that any like TV series, any like US TV series, when they have like a cameo from like a British person, like traditionally in a sitcom or whatever, it's like the whole episode is just about like the quirky, funny differences of like the different things that they say, and they like contrive misunderstandings and confusion because of it.
What is your favorite British word? Like for like the thing we both have, but we say something different. What's your favorite British version of a word?
Let me think of like what some of the main ones are. Because I feel like a lot of British people say TV and not telly. I know like the sort of stereotype is saying telly, but I've heard a lot of people say TV.
Yeah, I mean, you say both.
Yeah. I mean,
in kind of equal amounts.
Yeah, that's not it. It probably something to do with, like, I like, does anybody actually say, like, bonnet and boot for a car?
Okay. Those are the only terms we have.
Okay, I like that a lot, because here it's hood and trunk.
Trunk, that's instead of boot. Yeah, I know hood. Nobody would say a hood in the UK, meaning the bonnet of a car.
Okay.
We say boot and bonnet.
That's just cute, I think.
That's good.
Favorite. Maybe like a food related word. You know what? Okay. I like the way that car park sounds instead of parking lot. I think that might be my favorite. Car park. Then there's just some words like we don't have, like nobody would, we don't really have the concept of like a chippy. That's not a thing here.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of my favorite things are just like things that we just don't have a term for. Welcome to the Breakfast Club, everybody. It's what are we on? Episode 23? Something like that. Crazy.
There's lots of them.
There's lots of them. Actually, I don't know if I'll air these sequentially. This might be like 24 or something. Who knows? This scratch the part where you heard where I said what episode it was. And pretend like I recorded this the day before or the day of, whenever it came out. In fact, don't even listen to this podcast. Just assume that it was great. Leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
I'll do a thing that you can like fix this in editing. So I'll just say some dates and you can choose the correct one.
Perfect.
So it's a good Monday.
Yeah.
So it's a good Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's a good Wednesday.
Hell no, that's offensive.
So it's a good Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's a good Friday.
Well, it's not Good Friday yet.
Oh.
Unless...
I assume this won't air on the weekend, so I'll skip those.
Well, the thing is, it always comes out on a Wednesday. So there is that.
Oh, it always comes out on Wednesday? Yeah. Oh, perfect. So it's a good Wednesday.
Yeah.
Did I already say who's here? I'll give you this. 1 second.
Did I already say who the guest is? That might be important. It's Schwabity.
So today on the 20th of January.
Yeah.
So today on the 27th of January.
Uh-huh.
So today on the 3rd of February,
yeah,
I assume it won't go any further than that. And you can kind of choose, you can choose the correct one.
That's when the show ends, is on the 3rd of February. Something.
Oh, no.
It might end on the 20th of January. The world might end on the 20th of January. We'll see. That remains to be seen.
You know, we were talking before you did the opening of British words.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, It's common, I think, to have a conversation with an American where you're like, oh, what's your favorite British word?
Yeah.
But it's rarely like the other way around, because most British people don't like American words.
Yeah, I've noticed.
They tend to sound ugly in our accents.
Okay.
And they don't seem representative of the thing that you're talking about.
Do you have a favorite one? Do you have a least favorite one?
I have a least favorite. I probably have a favorite as well. Sweater. Sweater is my favorite.
Oh, okay. Sweater.
Because it's like a little bit gross. Yeah. But
when you say it, when you think about what it means, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the
word
sweater.
It makes you sweat. It's a sweater.
Yeah.
I tend to use sweater now instead of... Do you know what
jumper
we would call a sweater? A jumper.
Jumper might be my favorite. Actually, now that I think about it, I think jumper might be my favorite.
Jumper's good.
Did we talk about this before? A jumper is something different here.
Yeah, it's okay. Isn't it like a coat or something?
It's like it's like a dress that's overalls. I don't know how to really describe that.
Isn't that called like a jumpsuit or like a play suit?
A play suit.
I think that's a name for them.
Play suit.
If Irene ever listens to this,
she can tell us.
This episode, she's going to be furious.
Oh, I thought maybe she would be helpful rather than furious.
Terribly mislabeled items of fashion. But my least favorite is grilled cheese.
As opposed to like cheese toasty?
Yeah.
I think they're just different things. Because isn't a cheese toasty like...
No, grilled cheese and a toasty are the same thing.
I thought a toasty was like open face though.
No.
No?
Huh?
It's a sandwich?
It's a toast.
It's a closed sandwich? Oh, I'm thinking of cheese on toast.
You're thinking of cheese and toast, yeah.
So that's
which is not toasty.
Thing. Okay. Grilled cheese.
Well, a toasty is just grilled cheese.
Usually a grilled cheese isn't even grilled, it's fried.
That's what I'm saying, because a toasty is not grilled, so it wouldn't be called a grilled cheese. But cheese on toast is grilled, so you could call that a grilled cheese. But then people would be like, what the hell is this? This isn't grilled cheese.
It's really the bread that's grilled. So welcome to the podcast where we discuss the difference between British and American things. This has to stop. Uh-huh. This has to stop. This can't go on. What's your least favorite Pakistani thing?
This is... I don't know anything about Pakistan, unfortunately. But this is, I think, what, my fourth appearance on the show and the third time we've talked about differences between Britain and America.
Yeah.
So...
this is all part of my education for when I'm finally adopted by a UK homie. That's the new campaign, is get Freest adopted by a UK homie.
I love that. I support that, actually. You know what? Briefly, while on the topic before we do move on, because this is a more fun thing, is when I was teaching in Korea, I taught English, and I have to teach American English to the Korean children, because it's more popular. It's more useful, right? But they still like to know about British things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, teacher, what do you call this? What's it? Blah, blah, blah. Do you know what the favorite word of Korean children was?
I do not.
Of like British English?
I'd love to.
Lorry.
Lorry. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, instead of like truck.
Yeah.
Lorry.
Truck.
Not least because especially like the younger children couldn't really do the L and R sounds in the same word.
Oh, yeah.
Most Koreans are okay doing either an L sound or an R sound, but the second you put them like in the same word, it's bedlam for like the younger kids, because they don't have any words like that.
Yeah.
So it was hilarious that them just like, they would spend 20 minutes just laughing over the word lorry and how they couldn't say it and how it sounded goofy. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, it's kind of a fun like word because in the US, like there's like a bunch of different things that people call that depending on where you're from. So like, you might call it, you might say semi, you might say truck, you might say big rig, you might say 18 wheeler. Like there's, or you might say semi truck. So like it could be many, many things.
Yeah. It's truck or lorry for us.
Yeah. Okay. Here I'm going to just shoehorn in any other topic.
Just something to get us away from this.
It's
please.
Just something to just catapult us out of this. Battle rap. Let's talk about that. That's a thing that you're doing now.
Yeah.
What's
by the time this episode goes up, hopefully, we'll have had our first, maybe second successful show.
Mm-hmm. How many do you think you'll do before you do a successful one?
Well, I'm hoping the first one will be successful.
I was going to, you know what? I was thinking it, and as I said it, that would be preferable.
But realistically, maybe two before we get a success.
Can you give us a preview as to who some of the winners are from the first one?
Yeah, Freest.
Okay. Didn't win. I saw that coming.
It didn't, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, disqualified. something about his butt is too juicy for the stage. I didn't really see like what the whole thing was, but it was a big fiasco.
It's one of those old rules that someone dug up.
Yeah, like
too much cake.
Too much cake. You have to wear a sword. You're entitled to a free pint of beer during finals. It's all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So, well, it can't be helped. What gave you the idea to like start a battle rap league?
I used to follow Don't Flop, which is like a UK battle league thing that published stuff online. A year or two ago. And they kind of stopped doing battle rap. I don't know what they do anymore, but it's not the stage shows they used to do. And then I found like Smack and URL, but there's very little of that available online for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized there wasn't like much easily accessible battle rap stuff on YouTube. Certainly not within like with indie creators. The only ones tend to be like really
like real battle, like battle rap between real people. Because there's that interesting phenomenon from like ever since epic rap battles became a thing, you know, in like what, like 2010, something like that, maybe before.
Yeah, really, really.
It's like that sort of, I feel like people either think of battle rap as being epic rap battles of history, and there's like a ton of channels that do some sort of similar or like spin-off thing from that in their own way. So it's like, that's kind of like a genre now, just like fictional character or historical character rap battle. And then there's also like, I guess, and then the other side of that would be like people who have seen 8 Mile. And they're like, okay, it's like improvised rap battles in these like underground venues. Which still, I mean, that does exist.
I did realize that, yeah, that exists. But I did realize there's not a lot of people that know what battle rap is, know anything about it. And that was, it was really funny, actually, when I was trying to set this up, and I would message people saying, do you want to take part in the show? Do you want to do a little battle rap? You have a week to write and stuff. They're like, oh, that sounds fun, but does it need to be anime related? I'm like, no, it's battle rap.
Battle rap.
They're like, do I get a character? I'm like, no, it's just you rap battle. Which was always funny. I just thought it'd be fun. Because, like, there's a lot of people... You know what actually did give me the inspiration is spending time with other rappers.
Because
One of the things you tend to do if you spend hours and hours with other, like, musicians, rappers especially, is, like, you just, like, spit bars at each other. Or you diss each other.
Right.
And I'm like... What if it was this, but to a format?
Yeah. Because that's like one of the...
That'd be really fun.
The things that'll happen, like, almost any time that you get, like, three rappers together in a VC. I mean, it doesn't even have to be that many, but, like, at least three rappers in a VC. I've never not witnessed this happen when there were at least three rappers in a VC. Where, like, people just start rhyming. Like, somebody will just say a phrase, and then people start rhyming off of it.
Yes.
That just always happens.
That was a staple of any time I was in a call with Rustage and Connor Quest. It's like, it's just a thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We do these weird round robin rhyme schemes. And most of it's nonsense or highly disrespectful to the other people in the call. So it's just like...
I feel like Connor Quest like is supreme at that. Like those round robin, because he'll always have some just insane like reference or like bar that it's just like it's assembled out of ideas that wouldn't exist in the average person's head. That's the only way I can think to describe it. I mean, yeah. So like people say in like improv comedy, which is like something I'm interested in, that like you shouldn't go for the first joke, like the first obvious joke. You shouldn't go for the second joke. Which is like a little bit more unexpected, but still like one that people think you should go for like the third joke. And I feel like it's very similar with rap and like with rhymes, especially. And one of the things I think we were talking about this like a little earlier, where like we sort of have ended up seeing like Rhyme Zone as a thing that like tells you almost like what rhymes not to use or just like a way of like checking off like, yeah, I don't like any of these. I know Watsky was doing an interview some years ago and he was talking about like using rhyming dictionaries and things like that. And he said that like after a while he realized that his best rhymes didn't like just wouldn't appear in a rhyming dictionary because they were like, you know, multi-word rhymes and things like that. And, like, there's definitely this feeling after a while that, like, when you start rhyming sounds instead of words, is how I've described it before. That, like, I almost feel, like, disappointed when I just hear two words that just rhyme with each other being used, as opposed to, like, a phrase that rhymes with another phrase or like a word and then it's like multiple words being used to rhyme with it or something like that. because
yeah,
I don't know. It's just a weird thing where it's almost like, I guess it's kind of like you know that every word that directly rhymes with another word has been used in something, like that rhyme has been used. But when you put together a phrase that rhymes with another phrase, like there's a chance that might be original. Just kind of
yeah,
fun.
For sure. I like that.
So what's your sort of like philosophy of battle rap? Like do you think that it's more like that it's, and I guess this is like, I'm asking for your personal opinion, not like what you think that the format like is or ought to be, but at least within like the sort of realm that you've developed with the BBBL, the Body Bag Battle League, is that right?
That's correct. It's subject to change. I'm not sure about that name.
Yeah.
It sounds cool, but I don't know if I, so I like within, it in the long term.
Within the BDSM, the body, yeah. The big dong, Shamu malarkey matchup.
Oh.
The big dog Svedka meet and greet. What do you think is like the governing philosophy behind it? Is it a place for people to like air out beef, or is it like a recreational sort of like thing where people come together in good faith to have fun, to get like what do you think is the attitude between two combatants in this sphere?
It's really supposed to just be fun. It's just like I want to assemble people who I know are very good at, you know, rhyming and writing and just get them to just take aim at each other, just purely for the entertainment of like themselves as much as everyone watching.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm absolutely hoping that there's going to be like some real disses and disrespect, you know, like some mm-hmm. meaty stuff like that, but that everyone involved can like take it as what it is. It's yeah. entertainment.
The fun like thing with it is that, you know, especially as you sort of it, you know, if it, you know, keeps getting bigger and like more people get added or whatever, and like it expands. I mean, there's already some people in the league that I don't know, that are kind of outside yeah. like my little sphere of like music that I know online. And so it's fun. You end up getting like battles between people who don't know each other. But then I think it's going to be really fun to see like battles between people who know each other really well, especially like that have known yeah. each other for a while. Because yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, like, it's that's, I think, a thing that, like, most of us do is, like, when you're just with your best friends, like, you can insult them because, you, like, your friendship is, like, so strong that it is obviously going to, like, it is so firmly the case that you are good friends and that you would never actually, like, disrespect mm-hmm. them or, like, say anything hurtful that wasn't, you know, a joke. Or like wasn't yeah. you know, it's like you're so far beyond the realm of like sarcasm or like irony to where it's just like, of course this, there would never be any actual like malicious intent. So you can, I think, feel like you can get away with a lot more than you could.
Oh, for sure.
You could say for stuff sure. that you wouldn't say to somebody that you don't know, even in a battle rap.
What I like with matchups against like people who don't necessarily know each other that well or know anything, or know like a single thing about each other.
Yeah.
It's like who can out-rap the other one, who can mm-hmm. put words together in a really clever way and sound better, right? Whereas when it's like people who you know have dirt on each other,
right
like you know each other really well, it's like oh, what are they gonna do next, what's gonna pop up? But yeah, they're both fun matchups for like different reasons.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm excited to see like both sort of sides of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the highlights from this as well, and like it'll all be on YouTube. So if you missed the first two shows, if that's how many have happened since mm-hmm. this goes live, they should be available on Shrobados.
Yeah, so Shrobados can be found on youtube.com/freest. So make sure to subscribe to that. Looked like you're about to leave for a second.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, just I feel like if. It's not a good conversation if at some point the person I'm talking to doesn't like have this moment where they're like, is it too late to exit this friendship? Would he notice if I just snuck out right now? Uh-huh. I just left through the back door. Nobody can see it, but I think I've talked about the shirt that you're wearing before. Can you just describe it for people? Because I can't stop looking at your shirt.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things happening on the shirt. First of all, it's a long sleeves black shirt, which I love. Not a lot of long sleeve shirts available for like merchandise right now.
Right.
Frontline Artists. It's got a kind of, I don't really know. I guess it's an anime aesthetic.
Yeah.
It says the word bread in Japanese. That is the English word bread, just written in katakana. And at the bottom it says the word bread in Polish, which is
bread. Right.
And I guess I'm dodging the main issue, which is there is a man made of bread slab squatting in the center.
Yeah.
It's the bread man. It's the kleb man.
The kleb man. Yeah. It's honestly...
Sorry, the way you said that really sounded like an actual surname.
The Breadman? Yeah.
It was like...
You don't
like
know
John
Leroy
Kleppman.
Breadman? Or Kleppman?
Yeah.
You know Leroy Kleppman, Kleppman, of course, of the the Northeastern Kleppmans. Kleppman? Kleppman? Big feet? Or what is it? Tender... What is the Lord of the Rings? What is the family? The something feet? Proud feet? Proud feet?
That's proud foots.
Proud feet. Are we two for two about talking about Lord of the Rings related things on consecutive episodes?
I could talk about Lord of the Rings I could talk about Lord of the Rings as its own podcast.
Yeah. And you should.
So
everybody's got a podcast. As the McElroys say in their book, everybody has a podcast except you.
I'm on a lot of podcasts, but I don't have one.
Yeah. I've been guesting on a lot of podcasts recently.
It's fun.
If that Connor Quest Log episode ever comes out, maybe it has by now. I mean, I was on that. I was on one with Dizzy and Missy the other day. I was on one with Sir Duke and that Dutch Geek, and I was on Zana Kitty's channel. Did an interview over there. I've just been rocketing around. I've been bouncing around, and then I've also been doing like features and stuff. I don't know. I feel like I might be a celebrity now. That's what I feel like. I feel like I've ascended out of the realm of sort of like being able to talk to my friends and family anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, they can get in line like everyone else.
Yeah. The only thing that makes you a celebrity, in my opinion, is obviously having a handful of people that know your name, obviously, is a key component, but also then just acting like a celebrity.
Right.
That's like 90% of it.
I've been wearing sort of aviator shades over my glasses, and I can't see for shit, but I am so famous right now.
I tend to, out of force of habit, when I leave a shop, kind of cover my face.
Right.
Prematurely for the paparazzi that aren't there.
Uh-huh. Well, if you can't see them, they're doing their job even better than normal.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a dream the other day.
Okay.
That someone found my address and came to my house.
It was me.
And when they knocked on my door, I didn't recognize them.
Uh-huh.
But it was a female. And she was like, I'm a fan. I found your address and I came to your house.
Uh-huh.
And my reaction in the dream was really weird. I was like, you better come in then. And I basically, I think for some reason in the dream, I was in like the mindset of like me, but I was 14 years old.
Okay.
So I was like, my mom was like, because I still live with my parents. I know, right? I'm 25. This is so sad. But I was like, oh, mom, this is a friend of mine from school. We're just going to play Xbox. So like, I took this stranger to my room.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just terrified the entire time. I was like, how'd you get my drink? What do you? But like the entire time it was under the guise of like, my mum would come into the room like, do you guys want a drink? Do you want some juice? I'm like, oh yeah, please. I'm like, how the fuck did you get my address? It was like the weirdest situation, but it just reminded me of that. Like talking about paparazzi or whatever.
I guess you need to stop playing GeoGuessr on stream so much. That might be the one. I recently just got a new VPN, and I've been having like way too much fun with that. I'll like get on a site and it's like, oh, we don't get many, you know, like we don't get many people from Uzbekistan.
Yeah,
like how do you do, fellow Uzbekistanis? Oh, yeah. It's like that. It'd be like that. We're trying to keep these episodes at like a moderate length. So it's already time to do a Would You Rather and Will You Press the Button. This is an insanely Epic. Short podcast now.
Yeah.
Last time I forgot to like give you a choice as to which one you wanted to do first. So what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Push the button.
Okay. All right. You can sing like an angel, but only in Greek. You lose your regular singing ability. Will you press the button?
How does an angel sing?
Like Josh
presumably. Oh, okay. I'm not sure if, like, when it says sing like an angel, are you referring just to having very, very good singing ability? Are you specifically, yeah. like...
No, not like
Because
a...
when I think sing like an angel, I think, like, choir shit.
Right. Not like... So not like a biblical, like, archangel, you know, like, six wings type looking type, you know, too terrible to behold type thing. Like,
uh-huh.
say like, you sing, like, whoever... So it has to be somebody who has, like, an operatic voice, I think.
Okay.
No, actually, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. It just, like, whoever you think has, like, the best singing voice that you would most want to have, that's who you can sing like, but only in Greek. And then, like, you can't sing in English at all anymore.
No, I don't think I would.
No?
No.
What language would you accept?
I think I would accept, like, Japanese or Korean.
Okay.
Just because with Japanese, there's the appeal for the weebs.
Yeah.
And with Korean, I just like K-pop, so it's like...
What if
it came
instead. With the ability to speak that language perfectly?
Then Japanese, because I'm a weeb.
That's fair.
Absolutely.
I feel like that would actually do nothing but benefit your channel if, like, you now still rapped in English, but then you did all of your, like, hooks in Japanese.
Yeah, because my shit would just sound like Japanese openings
divine.
For an anime.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait until, like, I get my production up to the point where I can just make, like, anime OPs and call it mm-hmm. nerdcore.
Like, Divide.
Yeah. 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 I can't wait until
I did you hear his Sword Art Online song?
I listen to every Divide song religiously.
Yeah.
By which
because
I mean
I don't know anything about Sword Art Online. But if you play that song for me and you're like, oh, this is the OP for the series, I'm like, oh, yeah. I believe you.
Speaking of people who have insane production ability, did you ever figure out who did that scream on that DPS track?
No.
What was it? The My Hero one, right?
Yeah, the My Hero movie villain 9. He had this insane scream kind of as part of the beat.
Yeah.
I feel like. I'm not sure if it was a sample? If he got someone to perform it.
If it was.
But
the only clue that I have is that, like, I have no clue. I was gonna say Divide was one of like the top comments on it, but like I feel like Divide would have commented on it anyway, so that doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also just wouldn't write off that DPS learned how to do that.
In
online course.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I did this music production talk because they taught me how to fry scream really loud. I'm like, oh, yeah,
was that
okay,
even a fry? It seemed like a guttural. It was like. It was low, I thought. I'm not great with like scream terminology.
Could you do a scream right now?
I could probably do some kind of like pop punk backup vocalist scream, but I need my voice for the rest of the day, and I don't have the skill to do it without hurting my voice.
Yeah. Oh man, I've been trying to learn how to do metal screams for about a year.
Yeah.
And since it's all self-taught and it's like really slow and most of it's wrong. So I feel like every time I take a step forward, the next week I'm immediately back to where I was.
Yeah. Cause I don't currently have a car because, you know, my last one, not too good with my last one. That's where I would always practice my screams was like in my car. And so whenever I've not had a car, I have nowhere to practice them. Because I'm not going to, like, sit here in my room or, like, go outside and just, like, scream. There's not a good, like, most places that you can live are not conducive to practicing screaming.
That's
like,
true.
There's most, like, because if you're, like, in an apartment complex, like, your neighbors are going to hate you. Unless you live, like, out in
I'll
a
call
house.
The police on you.
Right. If you live, like, in a house by yourself that is, like, isolated, like distanced from other houses, you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
I feel like the only acceptable place to do like a metal scream is in an environment where everyone around you knows that you're going to do it.
Yeah.
But then if you're in that point, you don't need to practice.
No.
Because you know how to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you learn?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think the people who are like really good at metal screams are the people who didn't care and just did it wherever they were. And they did it when they were younger and could get away with it. And
which
then.
Is very metal.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway, would you rather have a horse the size of a dog or a dog the size of a horse?
Dog size of horse.
I figured that'd be your answer, but I just want to entertain for a moment the thought of a horse the size of a dog. And I don't mean like a Shetland pony or whatever. I mean like a little dog, like a Jack Russell Terrier sized horse.
Just think yeah. It's very cute. Mm-hmm. But all I'm thinking of right now is, have you seen those photoshopped images of horses where they have dog mouths?
I have, and you know what? I had successfully forgotten about it until now. So now thank you for bringing that back to the forefront of my mind. Ooh.
Here's the thing.
No.
Have you seen Legend of Korra?
A little bit. Not much of it.
But you know Korra's pet polar bear.
Yes.
Dog.
Yes.
I don't know what it... I can't remember what it's actually called. Nala? Is that it?
Polar dog.
That might be from The Lion King.
Dog bear. It might also be called Nala. That sounds almost right.
But yeah, I always love the idea of just having a gigantic creature like that you can just ride on the back of. And
for me, it's...
terrify the shit out of everyone.
For me, it's Percy Jackson, where like Nico would ride on a shadow or a hellhound. That's probably what it is for me. I would go dog
or
horse-sized dog.
In Naruto, Kiba Inazuka, who keeps his dogs on a short leash.
Yeah.
His dog grows very large, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. What animal would you like to be the size of a horse that you could ride that isn't currently the size of a horse or that you can
ride? A bird.
Okay,
like
what kind of bird?
Like a... Oh.
I mean, an eagle is like the obvious choice.
I was thinking eagle just because then it would look like a griffin, which is cool. But I really like little lovebirds and...
Okay.
Oh, a toucan! I would get a toucan the size of a horse.
Oh, you say toucan. Interesting. That's another pronunciation thing I didn't know about. Oh, toucan. That's how we'd say it here. Toucan.
Toucan.
Toucan, yeah. Like toucan.
Toucan play at that game.
Three can play at this game. Four can play at that game. The Fruity Loops mascot is Fruity Loops the cereal. Fruit Loops, sorry. Fruit Loops mascot is Toucan Sam. And it would sound weird if his name was Toucan Sam. Toucan Sam sounds like he smokes weed. Which he probably does. Fruit Loops and weed go together pretty well, I think. Just like colorful, munchy cereal. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want everyone at home to picture a toucan just taking a massive bong rip. Like, where does its beak go for that maneuver?
Beaks are kind of hard. Can you imagine being a bird?
Done.
You can't kiss anything.
Hmm.
You just have to kind of peck at it.
Well, I mean, that's already a term for a kiss right now, is a peck. So you could do that.
True. But pecs in the human sense aren't typically painful.
Right. Well, those are chest muscles.
True. That is correct.
Damn. Yeah, you couldn't smooch the homies. That's the deal breaker for me. What about a non-flying animal that you could ride? What do you think?
Let me think.
I think I'd probably want like a cat, but like the only difference would be like I would want it to be a little bit bigger. I'd want it to be like a maybe a panther or like a tiger, and then I would just want it to be bigger than those animals currently are.
So a bigger cat,
a bigger
instead of like a big,
a bigger
cat.
Big
yeah,
cat
it would be a bigger.
Or
bigger.
I would simply like have a dinosaur, if it's any animal.
A dinosaur the size of a horse.
A little bigger
specifically because it's like whatever dino you choose, regardless of their size, they are resized to be a horse size.
That's true.
So
it's more like it's resized to be sort of like horse adjacent, like riding size. So if it has to be bigger for you to be able to ride it because of its proportions, like that would be mm-hmm. acceptable. What kind of dinosaur would you ride if you were going to ride a dinosaur?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, well, do you go for a fast one or do you go for like a sturdy, reliable one?
I think sturdy.
Okay.
Like.
Like Triceratops?
Oh, what are they? Triceratops would be awesome, actually.
Yeah.
What's the one called? Oh, I'm so bad with names.
Describe it.
Has like really bony, lumpy head.
Bony,
there's a Pokemon
lumpy head
based on it. I'm not sure, you know, Pokemon.
Ceratosaurus.
It's got like a round bony head that used to bash on.
Round
things.
Bony head ankylosaurus?
Maybe ankylosaurus?
So that has a big club tail as well. It's got a bony head.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, ankylosaurus.
That's what I'd want then.
Yeah. There you go. Cool. I think it's ankylosaurus is maybe how you pronounce that. I'm not completely sure. Everybody calls it ankylosaurus.
Like getting a big animal is, I feel like the number one perk of having a very large pet would be really good cuddles.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be something fluffy for me.
Yeah. Well, dinosaurs, you know, probably had like feathers, a lot of the later ones.
Yeah,
so.
But even feathers, I don't think a big creature, I don't think that's going to be specifically.
I think
plush.
like most of like the theropod dinosaurs had feathers to some degree, especially like as you move into like the late Cretaceous, they've got feathers. Because those sauropods didn't have, you know, those were the real smooth scalies, not so cuddly.
Visually, I do, yeah. I very much like feathery dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going big cat, because I think I was very formed by like watching like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe as a kid, and seeing them like riding on Aslan.
Yeah, that's true. Oh man, I just want a polar bear.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's, you know what, that actually might be my one, because I was obsessed with polar bears as a kid. My like when I was younger, my whole room was decorated just polar bears, like just polar bears on the walls. I had like 15, 16 stuffed polar bears.
Well,
plushies.
I didn't really care about polar bears until I read the
Golden
his
Compass?
Dark Materials.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Of
yeah,
which
yeah.
his Golden Compass is the
yeah,
first.
Yeah, yeah.
The Golden Compass, not his Golden Compass.
His Golden Compass.
His Golden Compass. And I would like absolutely die for half of the characters in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's another Narnia thing for me, because the White Witch has a, in the movie at least, has a like a sleigh that's pulled by polar bears.
Mm.
It's kind of dope. In battle, at least.
Have you seen the recent TV series, His Dark Materials?
I've seen little bits of it, and I want to see more of it, because doesn't it have Lin-Manuel Miranda in it?
It does, as Lee Scoresby, one of my favorite characters in the series. And the main character, Lyra, so in this world everyone has what's called demons, which are animalistic
mm-hmm.
parts of their own soul
okay.
that accompany them, like pets, but intelligent,
right.
and they talk. And hers is called Pantalaimon,
mm-hmm.
and they change shape, children's demons change shape until they settle, and hers is mostly in the form of a white polecat of some description.
Okay.
I don't want to make a judgment on what it is, because I'm terrible with animal names, but the close-up shots in that series of Pantalaimon's face, like, I have paused the show while I've been watching it just to look, because I'm like, this looks better than real animals. And he talks in this just adorable voice. And I just want to... There's scenes where it's like Lyra goes to bed and he just like goes around her neck like a little scarf
mm-hmm.
and falls. And I sob. I'm just, I want that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. I feel like that's why I just enjoy certain pets over others. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I would... I feel like anybody who has... the animals that I wouldn't want will tell you that, like, no, they actually have, like, a lot of personality. They're, like, really great to play with and whatever. Like,
yeah.
But in my experience, like, sort of, like, cats are, like, just instantly have a ton of personality. So that's why I love cats, is, like, I feel like a cat, like, there's so much going on in the mind of a cat.
Yeah.
And they're so expressive. So to me, they're like almost cartoony in that way.
Well, so I always think of like cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Always seem very similar to me in terms of like expressiveness and personality. And
yeah,
they seem very intelligent.
I feel like dogs are really like,
I love them so much.
Dogs are like really expressive in their face. And I feel like cats are really expressive in their body.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like a dog will like wag its tail, but like a cat will like gesture with its tail. But dogs will like smile. Cats don't really do that.
Yeah.
Cats do things with their ears. So do dogs. But then dogs have those, all their sort of like, well, literally puppy eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually like animals, man.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of animals. I think, I think we should keep them.
Yeah.
Let's not, let's extend our trial period of animals. Definitely get more animals. Okay. I promised to keep episodes short, so I should probably wrap this one up with another good vibe. I think my good vibe for this one is going to be like, chatting to homies in the VC. Like that's been, just like the brightest part of my life these past few weeks. Is just like,
it's a big
hopping,
thing.
Yeah. Just hopping into a server where like people are hanging out and just like, just whoever's in there, just like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe somebody's like streaming random YouTube videos. Maybe somebody's like, just, you know, chatting about whatever, like any time of day or night, like somebody's going to be in there to just like hang out with.
Yeah.
That's dope. I love just being like connected in that way. Okay. For anybody who forgot last time, where can people find you online?
Anywhere that says Schwabity.
Anywhere that Schwab books are sold.
Yeah, all good bookstores. Literally just go on YouTube, search for Schwabity.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Twitter as Schwabity. Mm-hmm. I'm even on Facebook as Schwabity.
Yeah, Boomer.
Boomer, I know.
I say that like Spotify. I don't comment on your posts on Facebook.
Yeah, if you want to interact with me, Twitter. If you want to listen to my music, Spotify.
Mm-hmm. What if people want to watch you dance?
Twitch.tv/Schwabity.
There you go. You can find me on Twitter at MeFreest, on Instagram at FreestRaps, twitch.tv/Freest, that's FreeEeeeeeeCed, there's six E's in the middle, don't miss one or you'll end up on somebody else's channel. Let's see, my main channel is Freest, without six E's in the middle, so check that out. Subscribe to this for more of this. Follow me on Twitch for sure, because I just started streaming and I'll be doing a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, this week's rhyme challenge. Shrubity, what do you have for the people? What should they rhyme with?
Pink dinosaur.
Pink dinosaur. Okay. So if you have a good rhyme for pink dinosaur, give it your best shot in the comments. Best comment wins a smooch. Just kidding. You all get smooches.
Yeah,
pink dinosaur. If I met a pink dinosaur, I would think I'm no more. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to use think.
Oh.
I was going to say, if I fucked a pink dinosaur, they would think I'm a whore.
Good night, everybody. I've been Freest. That was Schwabity, if he dares to admit it. It's been the Breakfast
Club. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Take care.